You know, when we read the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, we see a lot of blessings and a lot of curses. You see how the Israelites were blessed when they did certain things? Things thought to be right in the sight of God. And you saw how they were cursed when they transgressed in things thought to be wrong in the sight of God. So the Old Testament is full of curses and blessings. Curses and blessings. And somehow we have been meant to believe that God is in the sky watching out for men to either curse them or to bless them. He's watching out behind the scenes so that when you go into error, he gets you and beats the hell out of you. And of course, this is the concept we have today in all realms of religion. It's all about seeking a blessing from God. Everybody wants to be blessed. This is the year of your blessing. This is the year God is going to bless you. And you know, we say these things because we are actually ignorant of the nature of God. In our minds as men, we are very, very ignorant as to the reality of the true God. We are speaking here about the God that Jesus Christ introduced to this world. Because it is obvious that even Moses did not bring forth a revelation of the living God. Praise God. And that kind of God that Moses introduced to this world is the same concept of God that reigns in this world today. Moses represents the law. It represents a veiled version of God. But today, if we are enlightened, we begin to understand that God has already blessed. In God, there is no darkness at all. God does not curse any man. Neither does God withdraw from any man. There's no such thing. All these things are imaginations that men have cooked up. Sit, vain imaginations that torment men day and night. Praise God. It is recorded that when Noah ascended the mountain top, of course we know Noah was lifted up in the ark and placed on a mountain, Mount Ararat, which was the highest mountain in that territory at that time. That mountain is symbolic of God's realm, God's holy mountain, which is Mount Zion. All these are allegories. See, that invisible arm that lifted up the ark of Noah up to that mountain is the power of the resurrection that works in the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you just have to do is to be John, act spiritually, and enter through the door by faith right now. Right now where you are. Enter into that door by faith. When you enter into that door, it's no longer you but Christ. Because Christ says, I am that door. You enter into that door, it's no longer you, it's Christ. And as you confess Christ, walk by faith in this reality of Christ, who is, like we're going to see now, the image of God, the power of the resurrection working in you. It is the power of the awakening that is quickening you, lifting you up from the lower places of the earth, lifting you up from the miry clay, lifting you up and setting your feet on that eternal rock to stay. Praise God, that is Mount Zion. Of course, when Noah emerged out of that ark, it is recorded that God blessed him. God blessed Noah. Now all this is a prophetic. Like I've said, there's no such thing as God blessing anybody for doing this or doing that. Because if you study the book of Genesis, the blessings with which God blessed Noah, which is actually the same blessings accorded to those who attain to Christ, it is the unlimited blessings in heavenly places, unlimited spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which the Father has freely given to us. See, if you study the blessings properly, you will notice that these blessings are the same blessings that we see in the book of Genesis chapter 1, when God created man in his image and in his likeness. I'm always quick to stress that that account in Genesis 1 is just an allegorical account. It's a spiritual account. Those things are very much like the book of Revelation. You cannot look back 6,000 years ago and see God creating man. There's no such thing. See, those are prophetic utterances, prophetic happenings in Genesis chapter 1. It's not a historical account of something that happened from 6,000 years ago or 7,000 years ago. There's no such thing. Praise God. So when God created man in his image and in his likeness, it is recorded that God blessed man. Hallelujah. God blessed man. Be fruitful and multiply. Have dominion over everything, every moving thing upon the earth, everything that creeps upon the earth, everything in the sea, on the land, the things that fly. Have dominion over everything. Multiply, be fruitful. Have abundant peace, abundant joy. Let prosperity flow to you like the rivers. Rule and reign over all my creation. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful thing, isn't it? These are the same blessings with which God blessed Noah as he attained to that place upon that high mountain. So we see clearly that God was not doing a new thing there. If you look deep into the spirit, what God was simply saying is that Noah attained back to that consciousness. That attracts that blessing. Praise God. Noah simply awakened to that which is his. Remember that the resurrection is an awakening. When you are awake from your deep sleep, from your slumber as a man, you will know that you are the image of God. You will know that you are the one blessed with the unlimited spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You will know that you are the anointed one. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God, to inherit the blessings, all a man needs to do is to awake. Awake, and you will know that God never cursed you in the first place. See, when you slept, you simply became absent of the reality of the blessings with which you are blessed with, and you lived in poverty consciousness with tribulation on every side, sense of lack, want, sin consciousness, alienated from the life of God. See, but when you awake, like the psalmist says, when I awake in your likeness, when you awake, which is the resurrection, you discover that everything is yours, that God has blessed you. Praise God. So you see, when you say God blessed Noah, simply because Noah went back to the beginning. He went back to truth, to originality, which is the place God is calling his saints to return to this very moment. Return back to the beginning, the way you are known of God. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? God wants every man to awaken to his blessing in God. God has not taken anything from you. God has not cursed you. Your predicament is not from God. Somebody said, I did this, I did that. God is not aware of these things. It is yourself that is aware of those things. So what God simply wants his children to do is to awaken in this day. Praise God. Thou that sleepest in the dust, awake. Awake, and you will know that God blessed you. God has honored you. Hallelujah. Everything upon the thousand hills are yours. Everything that is God is yours. Enter in freely and enjoy. Freely I give to you. Freely enter in and partake of the rivers, the brooks flowing with living water. Praise God. And while Noah was upon the mountain, God says to Noah, look, I will require the blood from any man that murders a man. Because man is created in the image of God. Man is created in the image of God. You notice when you look at these things properly, when you read these blessings of Noah and you read the image of God, you notice that they go hand in hand. When God said, let us create man in our image, this is Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, I think, when God says, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, along with that package comes the blessing. Praise God. Now this is the work of the ministry today. The work of the ministry of God, of Christ, is to awaken us to Christ in us, to make us in the image of God. Rather, to awaken us to the image of God in us. Along with this awakening comes the package, comes the hundredfold blessing, comes the glory that we lost in Adam. Man is the image of God. Praise God. This is a high state of consciousness that we have to attain to realize that we are actually dealing with God in the creation. As we come across men, as we walk in our daily lives, we are actually dealing with God. Man is in the image of God. Let this word, let this revelation take a hold of you. Let it vibrate through your very being. Put on Christ consciousness. Praise God. Become alert and realize that the brother out there, the sister out there is in the image of God. Praise God. Have you wondered how Jesus could carry on loving in the face of so much provocation? Have you wondered how he could carry on blessing when they cursed him? Have you wondered why he could say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing"? Why they crucified him? It's simply because he was consciously awakened to the reality that man is the image of God. This is a reality that has eluded men that inhabit this realm called the world. Men are unaware of this great revelation. See, but this great revelation is what will purify you. It is the key that opens the door to God's infinite dimensions. Recognizing the image of God, knowing the image of God, hallelujah, knowing Christ within you. Christ is the image of God. Praise God. Paul says Christ is the image of God, and he says further that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now it's man's ability to recognize this indwelling Christ, this indwelling personality of God, this indwelling light being that will open the door to paradise. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that the world has not known God. The world has not known you, Father. Praise God. But I have known you. And this is eternal life. This is the life for the ages to come, that they may know Christ, knowing Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, and knowing the true God. Praise God. You cannot know the true God except you know Christ. And you cannot know Christ except you know God. Because they are one. Praise God. Now, he's not talking about knowing Jesus Christ of Nazareth, born in a manger. Rather, he's talking about knowing the Son of God in you. Knowing Christ in you is knowing the true God and eternal life. Praise God. And that is the same presence in all men. Praise God. Attaining to this high level of awareness, it keeps you unspotted from the diverse wickedness that is in this world, this realm, this world. Praise God. It is written that nothing unclean, nothing that defiles or makes a lie, can enter in to that dimension of God. No murderers, no killers, no liars. Nothing can enter into that realm of God. Anything that denies the indwelling Christ in you is a lie. Anything that says that Christ is not come in the flesh is the lie of the devil. See, that is the influence of Satan working in you to shield you from your glory in God. That is the influence of Satan working in you to veil you from the reality of your portion in the Almighty God. Man is the image of God. Awaken to this thing, brethren. Meditate on these things day and night. Let this revelation purify you. Let it keep you immaculate, pure. Praise God. As you know these things, you now humble yourself to serve and to worship and to honor and to love all men. Praise God, because God is love. Hallelujah. It's a realm of love. It's a realm of innocence. It's a realm of purity. It's a realm where all live in relation to God. Praise God. It's only by that image, it's only by recognition of this truth, elevating ourselves from the lowly parts of the earth, from dust consciousness, and walking in pure spiritual consciousness. This is what enables us to inherit the blessing of God. Praise God. It causes us to realize that which God has already given us. Of course, we remember the prodigal son. Now the prodigal son was never cursed by his father. His father never disowned him. But of his own accord, he walked away from his blessing. Of his own accord, he slept into the realm of the swines. He slept into suffering, anguish of soul, want, lack, poverty consciousness, until he came back to his senses. Praise God. He came back to his senses. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He came back to his right senses. And awoke from the realm of the swans. He awoke from the realm of the dust. And returned back to the Father. It's all about an awakening. Because the Father says he was dead. And now he's alive. He was lost. Now he is found. His blessings, his inheritance was intact. It was not tampered with. Nothing was taken away from him. His position as son was never taken away. His glory in his father's house was never taken away. His inheritance, his authority, everything that he had was never taken away from him. But for a moment, he lost awareness of it. Because he slept into the realm of the swine. God never curses any man. Neither does God ever withdraw a blessing from any man. Praise God. Man suffers due to ignorance. Man suffers simply because he slips away. He turns his back on his blessing. Praise God. The message this hour is, thou that sleepest in the dust, awake, and Christ will shine in you. Awake back into your inheritance in God. See it. Awake back into your glory in God. Praise God. Awake back into your spiritual consciousness. And you will know that everything is yours. That the Father has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. From this time forth and forevermore. Amen.